Hey, this is Kat Lee from HowTheyBlog.com, and you're listening to episode number 4 of the How They Blog podcast. Now, today I'm talking with Emily Jones from JonesDesignCompany.com, and we're going to be talking about really everything under the sun about blogging, but specifically we're going to talk about how she has blended her personal life and her business together, how she has turned her blog into something, not just a blog, but also into her business, and how she works on her business together with her husband. She's got tons of wisdom. I love how she's done things online in a very professional yet personable way. And I know you're going to enjoy our interview with her. So first, I want to give a little shout out to a couple of you that have left reviews on iTunes. When you do that, it helps other people to find the podcast and hopefully be encouraged in their blogging journey. So I want to give a shout out to Ren Is Cool, or at least that's her name on iTunes, and or his name. And he or she says, I really enjoy this podcast. I'm continually anticipating the next one. The information is digestible and it doesn't leave me doubting my blog. It leaves me motivated. Love listening to the interviews. They're like I'm sitting in the room with them. Yay! And Asherita says, Kat Lee and her guests offer bloggers a wealth of practical info to help you improve your blog, and I've learned so much already and have seen the results on my own blog. Looking forward to many more podcasts to come. Thanks, Kat. So thank you guys so much. Oh, and I also want to thank Jen at A Simple Haven. She says, as usual, Kat Lee provides practical, encouraging, and inspiring material for bloggers, no matter how far along they are in the world of blogging. She makes big dreams seem doable and has such a genuine heart to help you reach them. So I just want to thank you guys for leaving those reviews and sharing that, because it is my heart to help each of you grow your blog, not necessarily in numbers, definitely that if that's what you want, but really just to increase the impact that you have in the lives of your readers, and to help you figure out how to make blogging beneficial, not just for them, but for you, and to morph into your life and not just be something that takes away from your life. So my heart is to bless you guys with this podcast, to bring you great content and add a ton of value to your life. So I appreciate you leaving those reviews on iTunes. Now, really, without any further ado, let's jump into that interview with Emily, because she's got a ton of good stuff, and I know you're really going to enjoy it. So here we go. Hey, Emily, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You are in Seattle, is that right?
We're in a suburb of Seattle, okay. About an hour south.
Yeah. Okay, nice, nice. So the weather there is cold today?
Cold today, but clear, and it should be in the 60s by this afternoon. And you really can never have a more beautiful fall day than when the sun comes out here and it's just crisp and cool. Mm. So we love it this time of year. It's just gearing up for the rain.
Oh, yeah, I've heard it. I've only been through there once. I went to the Philippines with Compassion International a couple of years ago. Uh-huh. And I had like a hour layover in Seattle.
Right.
So that's my only experience with it.
And you looked outside. Was it raining?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's not like wonderful. The fall rain is fun because it's like a storm. But then come winter, it's just drizzly all day long, every day for months on end. And that's what gets exhausting.
So how do you deal with that? Do you have like a happy lamp or something?
Yeah, right. We go to Hawaii every February or March.
Wait, are you kidding or are you serious?
No, we did go the last 2 years and we're hoping just to do it as often as we can. Now that our kids are a little bit older that we can leave them at home, my mom and dad have a place over there, so we can just go for as long as we can fit it in.
Nice. That's totally something that somebody would say joking. So
I know. Well, Joe, like, is that really my life that I could just hop to Hawaii? But now that the kids are older, we're just trying to make that our goal, because otherwise we do go crazy.
Yeah. I live in Texas and it's pretty much sunny here almost all the time. And I do get tired of the sunshine, but I think it would be hard on me to have it rain a lot.
Yeah. And as I get older, it gets harder and harder. So I don't know. We'll see. We love it here though. And all of our family's here and it's just our place. So we're probably here for good.
Yeah. Well, you can't beat that when you have family
no,
around. Yeah. That's wonderful. So are you from like the there originally or the Midwest?
Nope, from here originally.
Okay.
Do I sound like I'm from the
Well,
Midwest?
you said you're no, a little Wisconsin-y.
I don't know. I've got a little, I'm like a mixed up accent. I want to be from the South, so I want to have a Southern accent. But nope, just born and raised in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm sure everybody listening is familiar with you, but for those who aren't, I would love it if you just tell us a little bit about your, well, you first, and then a little bit about your blogging story.
Okay. So I'm Emily, and I think for as long as I have can remember, I have just loved art and creativity. And I started a stationery company when I was just out of college, not really sure what I was doing, but all my friends were getting married. So I did their invitations, and then that kind of grew. And I had once I got married and had babies, I worked from home just doing my own stationery. And at some point, I think my husband, who's real up on like technology and kind of in with what's going on, he told me about blogs. So I think I read a couple and thought, oh, I could do that. So I started a blog for my business, which was Jones Design Company. And then I started a private blog just for documenting our family. And after maybe 6 months of that, I just thought, okay, this is crazy. I don't live two separate lives. My business and my personal life is one thing. So I just put it all into one spot on Jones Design Company. And that became my blog. And it just really became less about a business blog and more about a lifestyle blog, which is ironic because now I think it is a lifestyle blog, but it has kind of revamped into an actual business also.
Yeah. Was that most people I know that earn an income because of their blog did it vice versa. Like they had a personal blog and then they thought of ways to add on a business. Was it hard to start out? I mean, honestly, it sounds like it might be easier to make that transition if you're starting it from the ground up. What was that like?
Well, let me keep going on my story a little bit. So
Okay.
here's what happened. I started blogging, and I just, I'm a mom and creative, and so I was blogging some stuff about our house or little projects I was doing. My stationery stuff was really seasonal, so mostly Christmas time. And I started this in about January, right when I was about to have my fourth baby. And so I have three boys and then my baby girl. And so she was born, and I think I was just in that like nesting and girl stuff, which was really fun to blog about. And that became well received. I was featured on a couple of different sites. And then by maybe 10 months into it, we were realizing this was costing me like $500 a month to run my blog. And I think we just had things set up and we didn't really know what we were doing. And so it was all bandwidth issues. And my husband was like, okay, this is great that you were being so creative, but it's costing us a lot of money. And this is, we don't have $500 a month just to spend on a hobby. So we decided at that point, okay, either we need to stop this or turn it into a business. And thankfully, we opted for the turn it into a business version. And so, yeah, I mean, we did kind of go about it backwards, but it became out of necessity. If I wanted to keep doing this, I needed to make some money from it.
Was it difficult to make that transition or?
It wasn't. It really wasn't. I think because I had previously had a business, and mostly because I have Ryan, my husband, who is, his degree's in marketing, and he just, this is the way he thinks. And so I think having those brains added with my creativity, it just meshed really well. And it was kind of a crazy time to have four kids and then let's like do a business. But I don't know. It's been a really, really fun. This is, we're going on our fourth year, and it's been a really good thing for our marriage, which is surprising, and a fun thing for our family, and just amazing for me personally in the ways that it's allowed me to kind of realize who I am and what I have to offer. And it's been really fun.
Well, you can't get a much better combo than a creative, designy wife and a marketing techie husband.
Yes, I know. It works out very
That's
well.
perfect for a blogging combo. So, does he is this business what you guys do? Does he work elsewhere and does this helps you in his free time?
He does. He's a firefighter, so we have a
Okay.
really flexible schedule. But really, he's like a serial entrepreneur. So he is always starting some other business. He has like four other businesses he's working on. He does some consulting, and he loves it. He's a student of business and just loves it. So I get the benefit of gleaning from him. And then, you know, the hardship is that I don't always listen to what he has to say, but I try.
Well, and you get all the benefit of his new ideas and all the things that he's learning, and you're the practice one, I guess, before he.
I am. Yep. And you know, we've done Strength Finders. Have you ever done that Strength Finders test?
I've wanted to. I haven't done it yet, though, but I definitely have that on my list.
It's a cool thing to do because it helps you realize, like, I don't have to be good at everything. I can have my strengths and then find people who fill in those holes. And so it was really cool when we both took that Strength Finders test, realizing, okay, he comes up with great ideas, but he's not an implementer. And I don't come up with ideas. I'm not goal oriented, but I can implement an idea. And so, you know, having that freedom to recognize you don't have to be everything, but you just need to find people that match up well with your strengths and your weaknesses. It's a really cool thing to do.
And how perfect that perfect compliment is your husband, and he wants to be involved in your blogging journey.
Yeah, he jokes. He's like, I've had enough with flowers and pretty things, but he has a good time with it.
You can start a manly firefighter blog.
Right, I know.
So in talking about finding a complimentary person, so do you and he do everything yourselves? Do you have a VA? Do you have a team of people that help you? Or how do you handle everything? Because you have a design business and you have your blog.
Yes, I know. We're kind of all over the place. We do the majority of it by ourselves. I've never told this before. Here's a big secret. My little sister works for me, which is so fun that I get to work with my sister. So she is the person who does all of my art print orders and all my shop management and a little bit of customer service. So I do have an assistant, and it's my little sister.
That's fun. And she lives right there in the area?
She does. She lives in the area, but about an hour away.
Oh, that's so fun. What a great way to, it's totally a family.
It totally is.
Endeavor.
I know. It is.
How fun. So when you brought her on, because there might be some people listening who blog and they've realized that there are things that aren't their strengths or things that they're just not all that interested in. How did you decide what to give to your sister?
Yeah, I think it just got to a point where, and probably the biggest, I don't know, the most difficult thing about running this is that we have a family and we have four kids, and I never want my business to be more important than my kids, but sometimes it's more fun, you know, to come into my office and close the door and ignore the responsibilities. And so it was just getting to a point where I just couldn't manage it all by myself. And so it was the little kind of mundane things that aren't necessarily creative, like packaging art prints and doing some customer service emails and, you know, all that kind of admin stuff that I really don't mind doing it, but it just was taking away from our family time. So it came to kind of this crossroads of saying, like, we either need to scale back, or if we're going to go forward, we need to take that risk in hiring someone to help us. And it was a big risk and a big decision to have to, you know, pay for someone to do it. But taking that step, I think, was one of the best things that we've done in realizing that, you know, I don't have to have my hands in every single aspect of my business, and things can still function. I don't know. I like to have everything just so. And so it's really good for me to let some things go. And, you know, not everyone has the benefit of having their sister do it, but I love that she and I are really similar and I trust her and she has my best interest at heart. So it's a great partnership.
That's so great. So, you know, knowing that you don't need to have your hands in everything, I imagine that with the success of your blog and the success of your business, and that you're really, because you talk about so much on your blog, you talk about, you know, home decor stuff and you talk about your life as a mom and then your business and all that, I'm sure there's lots of opportunities that come your way. How do you pare it down so that you can focus on your blog and your business and your family?
Yeah. I read an interview, I think it actually was on How They Blog, with the Nestor, who I think is just such a wise woman. I'm going to meet her in a couple weeks and can't wait. Or next week, actually.
Are you going to a Loom?
I am. Yeah. Oh. Ryan and I are speaking. So we're excited.
Fun.
So she said something that there are times where you have to learn how to say no, even though it might be a cool opportunity. And I think her example was she had a chance to interview Nate Berkus or something, which of course, like, yes, you're going to do that. But she realized that doesn't actually fit in with where I'm going, where I'm headed. And so I need to say no to some things. And that was really powerful for me to say, okay, so I need to actually first figure out, where am I going? What are my goals? What is the main reason that I'm doing what I'm doing? And if something comes in that doesn't really fit with that, I have to say no to it. So there have been opportunities. I think, I feel like most of the opportunities are with maybe guest posts or someone wanting to offer a giveaway or something on my site, which I just feel like doesn't fit with what I do and my aesthetic. And so I say no to a lot of those things that could, maybe I could get something for free, or I could have, you know, maybe a little more, I don't know, I could be known by different people because of those things, but they just don't fit with my aesthetic or my goals. And so I'm learning how to say no to those and not feel bad about it.
Well, it takes a lot of strength of character, I think, to say no to stuff like that, you know? Mm-hmm. So did you sit down and intentionally decide your goals? Is that something that you regularly do, or are they just something that have kind of randomly formed? Yeah. Or has it been a combination?
It's really been a combination. I think I said earlier, I'm not really a goal setter, and Ryan really is. So he helps me a lot with that and figuring out where we're going, what we're doing. The first year of blogging, so I'm almost into year four. The first year was like, we're just doing it and it's fun. The second year was, wow, this is amazing. I can make money doing just what I love. And then this past year, this third year, has been a little bit of like, okay, I could have my hands in a million different things and those could all be fun, but I don't know if those are all right for me. So this year has been a real kind of soul searching, like, what do I want to do? What are the goals? And it's taken me about 6 months to kind of come to terms with maybe what I most like to do. So I don't, this sounds a little, this is maybe a little kind of out there, but I like to design art prints and I have a monthly thing that I do, and I like to do home design and I like to take pictures and I like, you know, I like to do a lot of things, but that doesn't mean that I need to be focusing on all of those. And so I think what it came down for me is to say, like, if I just stuck to art prints, I think I'd get bored of it after, you know, a little while. So I don't want to pigeonhole myself into choosing just one thing. I want, what I really want to do, and this is maybe just me, is I really want to help other people be creative. And so now it's me saying, okay, that's my goal. I want to help other people be creative, maybe by inspiring them with my own creativity or giving them tools and resources. And so I think that's a new direction that I'm going, is saying, I just want to help people be creative and pull that out of themselves.
You know, I would think that almost every successful blogger or online business person that I've seen, they ultimately have that same goal in mind, mm-hmm. that it goes from whatever, it started with whatever their passion was, mm-hmm. and it ended up being, I want to help other people.
Yeah.
And that's really what ended up catapulting them, because people want to, mm-hmm. they want to do different things. You know, for you, that'd be, they want to be creative and artistic, but mm-hmm. some people just need that permission from someone, yeah. and some people just need the direction to get them started and to believe mm-hmm. that they can do it.
Right.
That's fine. So is that something that will take your blog or your business in a new direction, or something that you're just incorporating into what you already do?
No, I think it's going to take it maybe not in a different direction, but just maybe a more focused direction. So right now, like this fall, I've been working on a new class, so a graphic design class that I just have taught myself. And I feel like I'm so ill-equipped to tell someone else how to do graphic design. And then I sit down and think, well, there's a lot of other people who feel the same way. And they don't need to know every aspect of graphic design. They just need to know the little stuff to make it work. So mm-hmm. I think that's kind of where I'm going. Like, let's hack our way through these things and just figure out ways to make it work for the kind of normal person who's not going to go get a degree in graphic design, but they want to make their kids' invitation. Mm-hmm. So I think, I have a handful of other ideas kind of similar to that, of just saying, here's some things that maybe with home design, here's some real easy ways that I've done it in my life. Now let me help you do it in yours. I don't know.
Yeah, I heard somewhere that an expert is really just a person who's one step ahead.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Did you hear that whole debacle that's been going on with the comments and blogging and how bloggers aren't experts? And
oh, the Martha Stewart thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I just read Emily Freeman's. Have you seen Emily's post?
Yep. Yep.
On it? Yeah. Yes. I hadn't heard about it until I just read that.
Wow. Yeah. I know. Well, and I, you know, she's right. Like, bloggers are not experts, but maybe not all everyday women need an expert to show them how to do things. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I love about blogging, is that we don't have to be experts. We can just come from our own experience and share that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, essentially, I think bloggers are our friends who happen to have platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And who do we go to get advice that even though they're not experts, we go to our friends and to the people that we know and that we trust.
Yeah.
And experts have their place, but it's kind of a changing landscape, and bloggers certainly have their place too.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That was, that was great. I loved Emily. If you guys,
I did. Oh gosh.
That was so good. If you're listening, I'll include the link to Emily's post and Emily Freeman's post in the link. That's a little confusing. Well, you know, my last name is Lee. So as we were throwing around names for our kids, I always liked the name Emma. But then we thought that'd be really confusing. My name is Emily. Not Emily, Emily. And then what we, have you ever heard of the author Brock and Bodie Taney?
No.
They write like historical fiction. And when when I was pregnant with my son, I was reading some of their World War II books, and I was like, Brock, that's a cool manly name.
But broccoli. Yeah, oh my gosh.
I'm glad I didn't think of that like in the hospital room. That would have been a tragic scar and a large therapy bill.
I love it. I could talk about baby names and kid names all day long.
And there were so many. I mean, with the last name Lee, there's just so many. You just have to avoid all the adverbs. And
I know.
So you write about a lot of things. Do you, is some writing something that you've always enjoyed, or is it something you do because blogging is the platform that you use?
It's a very good question. I think I've always been a journaler, and so I think writing kind of comes naturally. I would never call myself a writer, but I think now that I'm blogging more regularly, I realize like, oh, I can write the way that I talk. I probably write better than I speak, and so I think it's just, that's kind of my style, is just to be a little more conversational with it. So so yeah, I think I've always written, but maybe not with fancy words.
Well, Emily Freeman, when I podcasted with her, she used the word drinking. So authors don't always use.
I did just listen to that. That's great.
Don't always use fancy words.
Yeah. You have spell check and an editor to help you with those things.
So how often, I mean, your posts are full of pictures and links, and there are processes that you need to do before, because you walk people through things. How long does it take you to put together a post?
It takes me a good time. I only post right now 3 times a week, and that's the main reason that I do it, is because I really want every post to be valuable rather than have a bunch of little posts. So I spend a lot of time on each post. I would say it probably takes me maybe at least 2 hours per blog post, and then sometimes more, just depending on photos and editing and, you know, coming up with graphics. I love doing it. It's creative to me, and that's kind of where I spend my work time, is crafting those posts, putting them together.
So how do you come up with the content that you want to write about? Is it just whatever you're feeling, thinking, doing, or is it a part of a master plan?
No, goodness, I have no master plan. I mean, I am not a master planner. I have a calendar that I keep on my desk, and I write in pencil some ideas that I have for the month, and then they kind of rotate. Maybe I didn't get to take the pictures that I was planning on having for a certain post, or I have a great idea that just pops into my head. Like, I have a post that needs to go out tomorrow, and I have no idea what I'm writing about. So sometimes I have it together, and sometimes it's just, I'll figure it out. it will come together. So no master planning. And there's great plugins for scheduling posts and having them all planned out. And that is just not how I work. I need it to be real in the moment.
Yeah. I have those plugins plugged in, and they're plugged in. They're not necessarily used.
I think maybe I opened it one time to look at it, and that was about as far as I got.
Even if I'm planned and I sit down and make a plan for a month of everything I'm going to write about, I am always, I mean, it's like some women with furniture. I am just constantly rearranging whatever I thought I was going to do on different days.
Yeah, well, and I think that I feel like a lot of times I'll be kind of marinating on an issue, and then I'll read some things and grab some things from other places. And then it kind of culminates, and that's where those are my more journaly posts, which don't have to happen all that often. Maybe once a month or so, I'll have kind of like a deep moment on the blog, and those take probably weeks and weeks and weeks in the making of just kind of marinating over one issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you were talking about how you want to help other people do yes. stuff. You yeah. created a blog class. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'd like to take credit for it, but my husband really, he is the one who has done all the technical stuff for me. And we've, over the last several years, kind of figured our way through everything. And so we finally got to a point where people were asking quite often, like, what WordPress theme do you use? And do you use WordPress? And what plugins? And how can I put a shop? And so many questions that I didn't really know where to direct them to. And so one day, Ryan and I got together and said, okay, we need to come up with a resource that we can now offer to people who want to, you know, they want to have a functioning blog, but they don't really want to weed through and learn all the information. So you can, I mean, you can Google stuff and get great information for free, but it takes hours and hours and months of taking classes and learning before you can actually do it. So that was the purpose with the blog classes, saying, let's make it as easy as we can for the average woman to have no blog to start with and end up with, you know, not only a good looking blog, but also one that from the back end functions well and isn't going to cost them $500 a month in bandwidth fees because they have it set up wrong. So that's that really was our whole heart behind that class. And it's been awesome to watch some of these girls I call them girls, they're like my age and older, but you know, to want to start a blog and not know where to go, and then for us to kind of help them walk through it is really fun, to see the success that they've had.
That's great. Very rewarding, I would imagine, for all the work that I'm sure, well, I guess that he put into it, but that...
Well, and I made the videos too, so I'll take a little credit, but he's the smarty pants of the two of us.
So, we're going to wrap up this interview here, but I want to know where we can find you online, obviously at your blog, but if you'll just give us all the details on where you are, social media, and all that.
Sure. So my blog is jonesdesigncompany.com, longest URL ever to live. And then I am also on Facebook, but not often. And so, maybe don't even try to find me there. It's not going to work. And probably Instagram is my favorite. My Instagram name is EmilyJDC. And then for the blog class, we have a separate page in it, theblogclass.com.
Well, that's I'm amazed that you got a URL like that.
Yeah,
that's handy. Awesome. Well, Emily, thank you so much for joining us today. I am excited to share you with everybody, and I know that they're going to get a ton from the experience that you've had, and I just love how effortlessly you combine your personal life and your business, and you're so professional about all of it. It's inspiring.
Thank you very much. It's fun to visit.
Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Seattle afternoon.
Yes, I hope that sun breaks out.
We'll talk to you later, Emily.
All right. Thanks, okay. Kat.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, that's it for today's episode of the How They Blog podcast. You know, I couldn't do this without you, and I just want to say thank you so much for spending the last half hour with us. You guys make this podcast possible, and I really enjoy doing them, and I thank you so much for all the great feedback that you guys have given. If you have any questions or ideas or suggestions for the podcast, I want to hear them. So head over to howtheyblog.com and, you know, click the contact button, send me an email. You can mention me on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or wherever. Just give me a shout out. I'm Inspired to Action on all of those. Although on Twitter, it's like Inspired 2 with the number 2 because my name's too long. But on Instagram and Facebook, I'm the whole phrase. And I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to get your ideas and suggestions. And, you know, I hope you guys have a fantastic day, and I hope you'll join us for the next episode of the How They Blog podcast.